Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. SS.
Stephen 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Monday morning, January 27th. Three big things.
Three.
A woman dead in Dodge City after police car collides with her vehicle.
Two.
Senate impeachment trial continues as Republicans argue the president's case.
One.
Basketball star Kobe Bryant killed in helicopter crash. 13-year-old daughter also dies. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. I think we got some traffic up on I-235, maybe in the Broadway area or the Meridian area or North Arkansas. There was a report of a vehicle fire, and so they had fire crews perhaps checking that out. Then they said, well, maybe it's not, but then they're somewhere around I-235 and Broadway right now looking at something else. So something's going on up there. So we got some crews in that area, which you'll see. That's Traffic Update with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. It's located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care, Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 47 degrees. This is after yesterday's afternoon high of 58.
Oh, man.
What a gorgeous day yesterday afternoon. Beautiful Sunday afternoon with a high of 58. We have a 50% chance for rain, snow, and sleet tonight, a wintry mix, overnight low 30, and then on Tuesday, tomorrow, cooler with an 80% chance for snow. Accumulation, we're seeing anything from 2 to 4 inches here in the Wichita area, and the high tomorrow is only going to be around 34 degrees. So what you're looking at tomorrow morning in traffic, we could have some real situations. Dead, so we'll keep you posted with our traffic updates. Right now, partly cloudy. We have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 33 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Coming up on 7:49, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Stocks closed down Friday to the lowest levels in a week, amid growing concerns about the China virus.
Markets falling victim to the coronavirus, the major averages closing lower across the board. The Nasdaq, which opened at record highs, lost nearly 1% on the session, closing down 87 points. The S&P down 30 and the Dow down 170. The turnaround came after the CDC confirmed a second U.S. case of the coronavirus and is monitoring 63 potential cases across 22 states. The major averages all down for the week as well, as virus worries put a damper on the success of corporate earnings. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Yeah, that coronavirus thing is really having an impact on markets. Earlier this morning, we spoke, of course, with our commodities updater, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Said, yeah, on the commodities market as well as the stock market, this whole thing, this scare over this new virus has got everybody a little goosey. Ford will pay at least $30 million in a proposed settlement over a class action lawsuit related to failing transmissions in its Fiesta and Focus vehicles. The Detroit Free Press reports the lawsuit represents nearly 2 million owners and former owners of the cars. The newspaper cited court documents. The case was filed in 2012. The cars involved had bad dual-clutch transmissions. Final approval for the settlement is expected during a hearing next month. I don't think they even make the Fiesta and Focus anymore. Anyway, there's something to do with the transmissions there. They're going to have a big settlement from Ford Motor Company. Now, just a quick note that this past week something happened on my street. We had the house across the street from where Shelley and I have lived for all these many, many years was sold. It's been sold a couple of times since the long time people who lived there finally both of them passed on. This house was a little house sitting over there. And we've been watching for a year as people have gone in there to renovate. I guess you call them flippers. But a very nice group of people went in there, and I went over and chatted with them from time to time. And yesterday I went over and took a quick tour through the house, and it's really nice. It's amazing what people with some sheetrock and some new carpeting and paint and whatnot can do to an older home. I think that house across the street may have been maybe the second one on that block where I am in Riverside, Ted. The second one built, it's probably close to 70, 80 years old, maybe more than that. But they've got it reconditioned, and now they're going to try to find a buyer. A lot of flipping going on.
Yeah, sure is.
That's what this is basically, I think, a couple who they had about two houses going at the same time.
Yeah.
And something they do, and they've done a good job. Great job. 751 now, Steve and Ted, national recognition for Wichita's airport. And with us to tell us about it is editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport has been named the third best small airport in the country. The results come from an online readers poll by USA Today. The two airports in front of Eisenhower, Huntsville International Airport in Alabama, and T.F. Green Airport in Warwick, Rhode Island. Wichita's airport was named one of 20 nominees for the survey last month. Bombardier's been making some big changes over the past couple of years. Some believe if Bombardier's aviation business sells, Textron Aviation is a likely buyer. Analyst Brian Foley rules out Gulfstream's parent company and French airplane maker Dassault. He also counts out Brazil's Embraer. That leaves Textron as the most likely buyer. Textron Aviation declined to comment on that speculation. And there's been a lot of talk and concern about the coronavirus hitting China. And some are saying that outbreak could hinder growth prospects for China, which is the world's second largest economy. Financial markets, as you talked about, they fell last week. Chinese officials say there has been a surge in cases and the virus has claimed 26 lives. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I was watching a little network TV coverage of that virus last night. And basically, they were saying here in the U.S., what can you do? Wash your hands.
Right.
Wash your hands.
Right.
Same as for flu. And from what I've seen, though, Bill, apparently these cases can be pretty intense or not much at all with this coronavirus.
I think that's right. I think it depends on the person. And we got good news. Of course, you've got family down in College Station, Texas.
Right, right.
My daughter is going to school down there, and we got good news that there was a person who was suspected of having coronavirus that has been found out to not be the case.
I didn't know that. You're updating me there.
Tested negative for it, yeah.
Yeah, we've got some kin down there in College Station.
You bet, yeah.
All right. I mean, this is a day I know you're going to celebrate, Bill, the National Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh boy. I know somebody else who's going to be celebrating that.
Who's that?
Take a look over there across the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Woodward right there.
He's intensely interested.
He's prince of all things chocolate.
Mm.
Ted Woodward. Birthdays, wedding cakes. Why not to enjoy some chocolate cake today?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when I was growing up, my mom, she was pretty much the basics in the kitchen, okay?
Okay.
Fried chicken was good. Her roast beef was good. You know, it was all... It's all kind of like when she was a kid out in western Kansas and she worked.
You bet.
Feeding the farmhands, give them a lot and tell them to, you know, sop it up with bread and go about your business. But my dad, he insisted he would be on the road 5 days a week, and he insisted on Fridays. When he came home, he wanted two things. He wanted chicken fried steak and chocolate cake.
Wow.
So my mom would make these box cakes, you know. And they were
right.
Oh man,
just delicious.
That just sounds fantastic.
That's
good
the way
stuff.
That's the way she kept him happy. All right.
Always looking forward to Friday evening.
Yeah. National Chocolate Cake Day. Thank guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted. And stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we have the very latest on Kobe Bryant's death in a helicopter crash. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at some action from the NBA yesterday, and we got the Jayhawks in action tonight in men's hoops. We'll talk about that.
Plus, you're going to have entertainment news on the way, too.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on the weekend movies and all the information you need from the Grammys last night in entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.